Boy, scholars can make it very complicated, but I hope that you know the Lord is your personal Savior.
Amen.
It's not too late.
Amen.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I want to accept him right now. The altars are open. You just come slip down to the altar, and somebody will show you not what we believe, but what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And
right.
You can go back to that scripture and say, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And just a simple thought. If now thou do prosper my way. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you today. Lord, I absolutely know in my heart that you're not prospering our church because I'm a great preacher, because I'm the most faithful person. You're prospering our church because of who you are. And you see the faithfulness of your children. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would bless our junior church today. Bless Sister Cindy. Bless Sister Pam. Lord, allow them to be able to share the gospel on our young people's level and with a lesson from your precious word. Lord, thank you for their willingness. Like David, they were willing. And Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless our church for reaching young people. Thank you for the heartbeat of this church to always allow us to go forward, to do something for the cause of Christ. And we can't defeat the devil, but we know you can, and we're trusting your hand. We love you today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'd speak to each individual heart how you see fit. Lord, if somebody leaves and you don't touch their lives, Lord, help us to be able to be a place where that can happen, that you will touch each life as you see fit. And we're going to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Boy, I'm thankful today. Amen. I've been excited all week. And then I got to tease two of our men yesterday. They always know everything. I mean, if Brother Tucker and Brother Joyce don't know, it just doesn't happen. And I gave her a visitation yesterday. And we were walking out of the building, and I made a comment. I says, well, you know, isn't that junior church room looking spiffy? Is it looking sharp? Oh, well, what are you talking about? So I locked the door. I marched them right back up there and let them look around. And I had a wonderful day yesterday. Boy, when I got to be the first to know something, boy, I was like, you know, I said, if they didn't know, I said, boy. But I said all that just to tease a little bit. Isn't it wonderful when Jesus is the first to know?
Amen.
Amen. And he's helping us. Amen. And he uses us and loves us. Amen. I'm thankful. If you're not encouraged this morning, boy, Brother Chief, thank you for letting your wife help.
Yeah.
Thank you, young ladies, for letting your mama help. Because I've been praying. That's an answer to prayer.
Yes. Amen.
Boy, we've got several adult Sunday school teachers. Amen. They're helping. And boy, for our adult class, boy, I'm excited, man. Boy, it's exciting.
Yes.
You know why? Not because for us, but it's because God is using me.
Yeah.
If you didn't come for adult Sunday school class, you missed it. Boy, I enjoyed today about David. Amen. I wrote some notes. Amen.
Man.
And that helped me. Being willing. I took away from that. Just being willing. David was willing to take the lunch to his brothers. But I don't want to ruin it. You come next Sunday. Amen. Yeah. I want to take the next Sunday school class. Amen. But I want you to see in verse 42, just a simple thought. And I came this day unto the well. Means that he came that day. See, can I tell you something? Hey, I'm going to tell you something. When we have revival, we have special preachers come through. When we have wonderful days here, come. Because if you're not here, you can't get it. Amen.
Right.
But he went that day to the well. Amen. Come to the church house. Amen. Come ready. Amen. Boy, I hope that helps you, amen.
Come on.
But we need to get what we can from the Word of God to help us stay away from sin, amen. And I'm going to tell you, somebody mentioned it in Sunday school. I'm sorry if I'm still stuck in Sunday school, amen. When you show up late, it's hard to get out. When the preacher shows up late, amen. But I want you to see this in verse 42. This is my note. Everything else was free. But I want you to see the way in which I go, but I want you to see this. O Lord God of my master. Amen. Can I tell you something? Boy, he was trusting in another. Amen. Boy, I hope that you're trusting today in the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, Sister Libby, God's been good to our church right here, hasn't he? Boy, She's been here a while, and I appreciate that. Her and Sister Rita started coming together. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. But I love this part. Oh, Lord, God of my Master. He knew there was something special that if you asked of the Lord. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The lost world needs to see us trusting God. Amen. Amen. Needs to see us putting our faith, putting it to action. Amen? And it's hard for them to have faith in our God when we don't even show up. He showed up at the well. Amen?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to tell you something. That's a special thing. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I have to work. I understand that. I understand work schedules. I understand that. Amen? But you know what I love? Is when you open the Word of God. This last week, I traveled to a preacher's meeting, and on the way there and on the way back, and I'm very blessed to be able to make a two-hour trip into three. I've had people go the same way and say, Ray, I make it. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I do wrong, but apparently I catch every red light. I don't know, but I travel a little slower now. And but you know what? Making that trip, I got to hear other preachers on the radio encourage me.
Yeah.
Heard two great messages at the preacher's conference, and then got back for Tuesday night service here for revival. Amen. I don't do that very often. It's very rare that I do that. I like to just be focused on revival for our church.
Amen.
But I felt I needed to go for that one. But you say, oh, Brother Ray, in verse 42, oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, God of my Master. Wouldn't it be wonderful if some of these young people can learn and come to know the Lord Jesus?
Yeah.
And it could be their God as well.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, that's exciting to me. Amen. I'm excited about junior church, but I'm excited about Sunday school. Amen. Almost every room upstairs had four or five children.
Amen.
Yeah. Sister Bayretta, there was a time where we were just lucky to have four or five adults. Amen.
Come on.
And I'm just telling you, but I'm excited. It's not the number, but it's the hearts, amen, that Jesus can touch, amen?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it's wonderful to show up, but it's wonderful to look for something.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, and I know we're a mixed audience this morning, so please bear with me. I'll try to be as cautious and careful as I can. In verse 43, behold, I stand by the well of the water, and it shall come to pass that when a virgin cometh forth to draw water, a pure person. See, I'm going to tell you something, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to try to be as clear as I can. Don't bring worldly things into the church house and ask God to bless it. How about we come into the church house and take godly things out to the world?
Yeah.
Amen.
See, that's what we need to make sure that we're doing. Amen?
Yes.
It needs to be God-honoring. It needs to be pure. Amen?
Yeah.
This week, every message talked to my heart. Amen? About being pure, being honest before the Lord. Amen? As God blesses our church, amen, the devil would love to mess with my heart, your heart. Amen? Hey, there's lost people that are watching that need Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
I went places and visited yesterday, and boy, Brother Cheek, I was so excited. I was like, we've got some wonderful ladies that are teaching Sunday school and junior church tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Your young people can come. Amen? We went to some doors, and they weren't up. I had some people say, 9 o'clock. And I looked at the young person and said, I was like, I better be dang. I visited some church people, they'd be like, preacher, I can't make it at 10.
Yeah.
You don't understand. I've been there too, you know. That makes me happy. Amen. But I want you to see this in verse 43. He went to the well. And he was waiting for a particular thing, a particular person to possess a particular thing. And that was this, he would be a virgin, would come forth to draw water. Pure. That's a picture of purity. But I want you to see this, and I say unto her, give me. Now I'm going to tell you something. You have to make sure you're doing right before you ask people to give you something. Amen?
Yeah.
And realize that you don't deserve it. Amen. I'm so thankful that we come to the Lord because of what Jesus has done. You can ask Him. Amen. You go into His presence and you can say, this is what I need. Amen. Sister Sue, isn't it wonderful? Amen. Boy, I was begging the Lord to send us piano players.
Yeah.
Now, boy, it's wonderful. Amen.
Yeah.
And hey, and be ready, ladies and gentlemen, that play the instruments. Hey, I might farm you out.
There you go. Come on. Come on.
Hey, because there's other churches that need help. Amen.
Yes.
Hey, we're not going to be stingy. Amen.
Man.
Hey, I asked God to give us help. Now it's our turn to give others help. Amen.
Amen.
Because we have two of our gentlemen helping churches to have pastors.
Amen.
To preach. To encourage. Amen.
Come
Isn't
on.
That wonderful?
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, if we were in those shoes, wouldn't we want others to help us and care
yes.
for us, to give to us? Amen.
Amen.
And people have. God has used wonderful families. Amen. I remember one year, parts of our parking lot were getting tore up. And so for people driving through our parking lot, we didn't mind, but it was tearing up the edge of the parking lot, so we got used parking stumps. And this was back when I was in my 30s. Been a little bit. I was the youngest guy on that crew to help move those concrete parking stumps.
Yeah.
Amen. But isn't it wonderful? I look back in the wonderful memories. Amen. And I'm looking forward to more memories. When he said, give me, he was looking for more memories.
Yeah.
Amen. He was looking for more opportunities to serve. Amen.
Come on.
And if you say, oh, Brother Ray, I don't know where I could serve. Well, go ahead and get a prayer list.
Come on.
A whole list.
Yes.
Opportunities to serve. Amen.
Yeah.
You say, well, Brother Ray, I didn't get one. Well, raise your hand. We'll make sure you get one.
Amen.
And there's two men who know a lot about what goes around our church. Brother Joyce and Brother Tucker.
Amen.
They'll help you get one. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a good time. But I want you to see this. And I think this is quite interesting. Because he not just said, give me. But what was the next two words? I pray thee.
Pray thee.
Next three words. I pray thee. Don't expect to get stuff and let everybody else pray it in.
Mm. Come on.
You have some ownership. Pray.
Amen.
Amen. Every Christian ought to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Every Christian ought to have some form of prayer life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Ray, mine's weak. Well, make it strong by using it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell this story because sometimes things happen and it makes sense afterwards. And I remember several years ago, we had several church vans and I was the assistant pastor. And we never had a van that, if all three or four of our vans were out, one was coming back broke.
Yeah.
I just knew it. You know, I would look at the list and say, all these vans, and so Brother Moore, all the vans came back in one day. I said, man, not one of them broke. And our pastor's wife used one of the vans to go and get supplies and do stuff. She calls me and she said, this thing's broke. I knew we couldn't get through the day. And so me and another gentleman from the church, we jumped into one of the other church vans and we went and got it. And this was years ago, and now it's the blood donation place there on Ridge Road behind the subway. And so I remember us pulling in there, and it was a fabric store and something else at the time. I'm not sure what was all in there. And so we went and hooked up the church van, and we had a tow strap, and it had duct tape on. And I thought that was kind of strange. But I said, you know, maybe somebody just got duct tape on it. I should have investigated more. And so we come flying down Ridge Road. We go over the bridge, over the train tracks, and we come flying down by Pat's Frame and Axle. We come flying up by Walgreens. And he's pulling, he turns that corner at 45 mile an hour. And so I'm just hanging on. And so all of a sudden I hear, tsh! I took both feet, pushed it on that Ford van brake, and threw myself down because I said that buckle has come undone and it's coming through the windshield. And all I kept thinking is, I've left the pastor's wife stranded, just broke a van. Man, this is going to be hard to explain. And I should have investigated that tow strap, because the next voice I hear is my good friend, Brother Randy Reeder, jumping out of the van going, I knew that knot wouldn't hold. What I should have investigated is underneath that tow strap, underneath the duct tape, he had tied a knot. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I was about ready to give somebody a knot. But I love Brother Reeder, and boy, we retied it and we towed it back. We didn't learn our lesson. We got it all the way back to the bus barn. And you say, well, Brother Ray, it's one thing, but see, I had called him and asked him if he would help me. I said, would you help me? See, that's a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a good friend to me. Been a very good friend.
Now I can tell you stories of stories. And some of them, yeah, we're not going to tell. Because I don't trust that people won't repeat it. But you say, well, Brother Rain, 1 Peter 43. I hope this helps somebody. But I say unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. Now, if you noticed, he didn't say, give me the whole pitcher. He said, give me a little water.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? The reason most Christians won't help other Christians is because somebody took advantage of
them. Mm.
As a preacher, I wish I could tell you story after story of where people were bigger people and just said, well, I knew they took advantage of me, but I let it go. Now, that's happened a few times, and sometimes I say, well, I wouldn't have, because I get caught up in my flesh as well. Amen. Just some people, you know. But imagine he just asked for a little bit. When you see somebody has a lot and they're willing to share, don't take advantage. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
But I'm thankful here. He said, just give me a little bit. Amen. But I love her response. Amen. I appreciate our lady's response. As my wife shared with me this last week, she said, so-and-so and so-and-so said, yes, they're willing to help. Amen. And I was like, really? Amen. Hey, I'm just telling you. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the people of our church. Amen.
Amen.
Us as God's children together. Amen. I'm going to tell you, the devil, I was thinking about this in Sunday school. Sorry. I'm still stealing from Sunday school.
And, go ahead.
But I was thinking when he was talking about Goliath. Goliath didn't go to them. Goliath got David to come to him.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? If God wants you to go fight a battle, he'll equip you. But be very careful, because the devil will separate you from the group.
Yes.
I've never watched anybody turn their back on the house of God and the people of God and separate themselves into the world where it's turned to their good.
Yep.
But now if you go in the name of the Lord, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that if, because each one of us goes to a job, each one of us does things out in the world, amen.
Yeah.
Because we can't be an island to ourselves, amen.
Nope.
I wish we could, amen. But I want you to see this in verse number 43. I pray thee, a little water from thy pitcher. But I want you to see verse number 44. Amen. I'm hurrying. Amen. We might get out of here before Jesus comes back.
Hey, amen.
I've got a plan. But in verse 44, and she said unto me, both drink thou, and I will draw for thy camels. Hey, listen up. Isn't it wonderful when God's children say, I'll do this and I'll do that. Amen?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, as a preacher, boy, you want to see me not have anything to say? Offer to do more than I'm asking.
Yep. There you go.
I don't know. I was just hoping we'd get on purse base. You know? Let alone hit a grand slam. Amen? Bring people home. Amen?
Amen.
And, well, isn't that wonderful? I'm going to tell you, she got so excited and she said, hey, I'll give you and I'll take care of your other.
Yeah.
See, us as Christians, isn't it wonderful to care for the next need?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't God take care of your next need?
Amen.
Nothing passes him. He knows what he's doing. Amen. And just because we question him doesn't shake him. You can question the preacher, it might shake me. Amen. But when you go to God, you can question him, it's not going to shake you. But it's not in your best interest.
Yeah.
It's in your best interest to come reverently, holy, respectfully, and saying, if you're going to question, say, Lord, what's my next responsibility? Amen. Boy,
amen.
Boy, I got quiet in here.
Come on.
Amen.
You say, come on.
Brother Ray, I want you to see this in verse 44. She said unto me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same woman be the woman the Lord hath appointed out of my master's son. Boy, I'm going to tell you, he went for a purpose. Amen. Christians that have no purpose will be surprised that they don't fulfill a purpose. Amen.
Yep.
Be a Christian that has a purpose. Whether it's helping or sending cards or being a prayer warrior. Amen. Hey, have a purpose. Amen.
Come on.
I've been around some saints of God that come in and they're the prayer warriors of the church. and they can't physically do some of these, but they can pray and give yes. and encourage and set the example high that they're finishing out their lives serving the Lord.
Come on.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. And young people, we need us middle-aged people, okay? I'll be honest. We need mature Christians saying, hey, this is how you finish out well. Amen.
Yes.
Young people need to see an example, amen, of Christians. They don't need perfect because perfect isn't here.
Nope.
But they need honest.
Yes.
Amen. But think about this master's son. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love my dad. And I love a lot of my family, extended family, and friends. But I don't know if I would trust them to find me a mate. Amen. I just know that when I read in the Bible, and my brother preceded me, he's in heaven, and we were polar opposites, and he got ladies with pizzazz. He had friends that were, you know, a couple of them, I just looked at him and I says, well, at least the tattoo was spelled correctly. You know? And, you know, we just had polar opposites. So could you imagine this, that here, he was trusting that servant. He was trusting that. Can I tell you something? Each one of us, if you're doing something in our church for the Lord, somebody else is trusting that you're going to walk enough with the Lord to take care of their children.
Yeah.
Right.
Pray for Mr. and Mrs. Moore as they're helping us with the team. Mm-hmm. Pray for Sister Chief and Sister Pam as they help the junior church. Yes. Amen.
No.
Pray for our Sunday school teachers. Amen.
Yes.
Pray for our workers. Amen.
No. Yep.
Be if you have a chance to be encouraging or discouraging, choose to be encouraging.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because God's going to put them there to help us. Amen. Think about our young people. Amen. Hey. And we're not going to agree on everything, and everything's not going to go perfect.
Right.
Because if everything would have went perfect this morning, I'd have been on time. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let that beat us for the first day. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'm not going to let the devil steal our victories. Amen? And you say, well, Brother Ray, if you don't get anything else, get this one point. In the next verse, we'll know the lady, young lady's name. So read to the next verse. Amen? Read to verse 45. Beat the preacher there. Amen? Rebecca, before I had done speaking, in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray. Can I tell you today? Listen up. He knows our name.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
He knows that there was going to be a little fat little boy named Ray that was going to get to come here and have the wonderful privilege of going on visitation yesterday. He broke one. And going to homes and saying, we would love for you and your family to come to our church.
Amen.
We would love. Sister Libby, I love coming to see Jim and Libby. I love my friend Jim.
Amen.
Because I'm not here just to be a pastor. I'm here to be a friend.
Come on.
Because Jesus is a friend to me. Now, I'm not going to be a friend like him. I wish I could. Sister Moore, I wish I could. I really wish I could. And I want to be a good friend to our community. I don't want anybody to say that preacher didn't want to be my friend, so that's why I didn't come to know the Lord. I wave at people. This week, I was driving down the street, and there were some people hanging out in the street, and they were going down the driveway of a house that I know, and I waved at them, and all of them smiled, and one girl looked back at me, and she was like, she didn't know who I was, but she was going to figure it out. Amen. And, you know, I'm just trying to encourage them. But her name is right there for you to see. But God knows our name. Isn't it wonderful that God already, Brother Bewley, before I started praying for junior church workers, Brother Moore, when you and your wife came, and I said, I know we're praying for junior church workers. Amen.
Yep.
We're praying for nursery workers, and God has provided. He already knows their name.
Yes.
And I know some people have gone through unique situations to come here. Sometimes I'm not happy how they had to come here, but I'm thankful they're here. Amen. Because we all have a story.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm so thankful that this lady, her story didn't depict whether or not God knew her name.
Yeah.
God already had chosen her to be that lady.
Yep.
Amen. Boy, and you say, oh, Brother Ray, what's your last point? Amen. Yeah. I'm ready to go to the house. Amen. Just simply. Can God say your name this morning? And when He says your name, He'll either know who you are as a saved person, or He will know you as a lost person.
Yeah.
He'll either know you as somebody who is close to Him or far away.
Come on.
Can He say your name knowing that you would respond? Could He say the name of our church and our name is not who we are? It is the group of people who we are.
Yes.
Serving the Lord together. Amen?
Amen.
But a church is a group of people. Amen? Could He say, could He tap on your heart to this morning? And I'm just going to say it plainly. If He's telling you to do something and you're not doing it, disobedience is not going to help you. But obedience will always help you.
Amen.
I hope our church is being obedient. When our name is brought up, not as a building, not as a location, but as a group of people, I wonder if the Lord is saying, that group right there is my Rebecca.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, I'm not waiting for big churches to come and minister to our community. Amen?
Yeah.
They can come. I'm not going to run anybody out.
Right.
We're in cooperation.
Yes.
Amen? But we're here to stay.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
We're here to reach our Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Amen? We're here to reach. Amen? And you say, well, Brother Ray, that's because you want a big church. Oh, no. God will give us time to help other churches.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Boy, when you stand with Brother Ray as we finish today, as I finish and as the musicians come, what would God have you to do? See, there's room. We need helpers, amen? We need a bus driver for Sunday morning. We need some bus workers. Amen. Hey, don't wait for somebody else to do it. If God's called you and you're the Rebecca, if you're the one, amen, if you're the one, don't tell God He's wrong by saying ask somebody else. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I'm just new to the church. Well, how else are you going to get known to everybody and everybody to know you? By getting involved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
Boy, it's wonderful. And you say, well, Brother Ray, I think they could use some help. Well, yeah. There's always room.
Yes.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, as we finish, just a simple thought. He knows your name. And if He's called you to do it, it's important.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, I don't see a need. Oh. Somebody has to show up. And somebody has to be willing. He had to show up, and Rebecca had to show up and say, I will.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to say you will, oh boy, after all that God's done for you, if you know the Lord Jesus is your personal Savior, you're born again, how can you say without it hurting your own heart and hurting the cause of Christ? Maybe there's some people that should be here, but because we haven't stepped up to whatever God's called us to do. And if you're doing what God's called you to do, would you pray for somebody else that maybe may not be doing what they're supposed to be doing? As we stand to our feet, dear Jesus, Lord, we love you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that each family, each person, each individual would search our own heart.